And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Out of the Woods here until 9 o'clock local time, so make sure you send me some email if you want to get in touch. outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a request or whatever for next week's show, be sure to let me know, and I'll try and dig it out and get it on next time around. All right, we're going to play some new stuff this set. I got some brand new stuff in this set from Kerry Rodriguez, also a band called Trout Steak Revival. And we're going to wrap it up with some live stuff, brand new from Cheryl Wheeler, so don't go anywhere. But right now, from the Two Man Gentleman Band and their CD, Two at a Time, here's Please Don't Water It Down on Out of the Woods.
Please don't water it down. I want to get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. I want to get silly. I ain't bluffing. Mix me something. Turn my brain to jelly. Oh, sneaking weekend beverages might have worked at Applebee's. Slinging drinks for your middle-aged lady friends. Oh, but something sweet and fruity, that ain't what I need. Not sure if you heard me, let me say it all over again. Oh, please don't water it down. I wanna get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down.
Writing on my wall.
If the sun has its way, so thank you.
I will do that. I will do that. This is a song that came about as a result of an article in Huffington Post. And so this was an article about the Westboro Baptist Church people. Now, those are those awful people that go around with the God hates everything signs. And they were at a Lady Gaga concert. That certainly caught my attention, and I love Lady Gaga. And so the Westboro people were there to protest, of course, and I didn't read the whole article, because what would be the point, really? But there was a quote in the article that really blew me away, and it was something, blah, 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 blah. Lady Gaga's less than beautiful singing program. And that language, to call what Lady Gaga does a singing program, just killed me. It just killed me. And I'm sure it was very intentional on the part of the speaker, and it was sort of a way to establish the lack of worldliness of the speaker, sort of like religious clothing establishes your lack of worldliness. I mean, if you see a person running around in a long dress and a bonnet, you get that they're, okay, you're not worldly, you're different than me. If you hear somebody refer to what Lady Gaga does as a singing program, you get that they have not been to a show since the 1400s. So, but as soon as I read it, I was like, oh, what? I have got to write a song called Lady Gaga's Singing Program, because what a wonderful title. And I wanted to write it as a hymn. And I know a lot of hymns, because we sang hymns all the time when I was a kid. That we sang them all the time, sitting around the house, riding around in the car. We loved hymns. We went to church pretty much every Sunday, Methodist church. We never got religious enough to start hating people. But so I wanted to write it as a hymn, and I wanted to write it from the viewpoint of the Westboro Baptist Church. And while I felt I pretty much had the viewpoint down, because there's not a whole lot to it, I wanted to be sure. I wanted to get some language, so I went to their website. Yeah, I do not recommend it. I don't. I thought maybe it might even be funny, but it isn't even funny. But anyway, here's my song, written from the viewpoint of the Westboro Baptist Church. Lady Gaga's Singing Program.
Up on the stage, the devil's proud whore, bringing the demons straight to your door. The righteous and right indignantly damn Lady Gaga's singing program. We'll shake off the dust and open the gates to the long list of stuff that God really hates. And strong among these, from where we all stand, is Lady Gaga's singing program. And we shall strike a blow unto the demon's smile. We have taken forth the precious from the vial, and surely of the beast and not the lamb, is Lady Gaga's singing program. The Lord sits and stares out over his knees, disgusted with nearly all that he sees, with the wicked and low confounding our land, and Lady Gaga's singing program. Lady Gaga's singing program. We sing that with me.
Now, get this. The Westboro Baptist Church people have heard that song. That is so satisfying to me, I can't tell you. Anyway, the Westboro people had been tweeting about my song. And they heard it because I had done the song on the Mountain Stage radio show. At first, I wasn't even sure that they got that it was sarcastic. Because I believe they did. I do. But the first tweet was, the very talented Cheryl Wheeler has written this song, blah, blah, blah. And then the next tweet was, this angry dyke has written this. So, and I'm not angry. But my manager wanted to respond to them. And I said, if you really want to see an angry dyke, why don't you do that? So,
And Cheryl Wheeler for you. Kind of it's cold there, as that one does. But with the intro and everything else, you got to love that. A little thing she put together. The Lady Gaga singing program. And I love the intro. Sort of reminds me of a female Arlo Guthrie, the way she really kind of gets into her descriptions and things. Very, very, very funny stuff. And that's from a brand new CD from her called Live. And actually, I'm not sure what the title of the CD is. I have it written down as Greetings from Cheryl Wheeler Live or something with Kenny White. It's one of those CDs you look at it four different ways and you can't really tell what the thing's called. But I believe it's being sold as Live. There you go. It's Trout Steak Revival in there. Brand new CD. I've never heard from them before. It's called Flight. And we heard a song from them called Bell. Peyton Tokterman in there, as promised. Last week, I accidentally played the title track from this release called A New World, and it was so rock and roll that it didn't fit the show at all. It was a total mistake, and I had originally intended to play the one you just heard called Smile, which is good stuff. Brand new in there also from Kerry Rodriguez from her new CD, Give Me All You Got, and I Don't Mind Waiting. And we started off the set, the two-man gentleman band from their CD Two at a Time, and Please Don't Water It Down.